You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Creation.
Part of the community. The next idea.
It doesn't always look like the dots connect, but they do.
The moon landing, computers, organ transplants. These were some of the truly transformational innovations from the last half of the 20th century. While there are no doubt brilliant minds from Silicon Valley to Boston working on great new inventions, our next idea partner, Jeff DeGraff, thinks something is missing with this generation of innovators.
Recently, a bright young colleague of mine alerted me to a meeting of the minds at a top technology institution. The event was to be a discussion of the breakthrough research and innovative ideas that are flying under the radar. So I joined the online conference just in time to hear a web feed of CIA computer analyst turned whistleblower Edward Snowden. He was giving a rather unremarkable accounting of the authoritarian state of things here in the land of the free. It wasn't that what he said wasn't true. It was just that it's been true since the onset of the Cold War. In fact, for the most part, it's true everywhere in the developed world. Given the omnipresent internet and that candy bar-sized supercomputer in your pocket that lets your service provider connect you to everyone and everything, you'd have to be disarmingly naive to believe otherwise. It's the old hub-and-spoke system run amok. Forget Big Brother. Your credit card company, cyber crooks, and a whole host of peddlers and illusionists know exactly where you are and what you're doing. It sucks, but it's the bargain you made to participate in the complexity of the modern world. And our legal system and law enforcement agencies lack the resources and capabilities to untangle this all-encompassing web. At this conference, I watched a host of brilliant and brave young speakers present dazzling solutions for circumnavigating the stultifying and oppressive tactics of large-scale institutions, governments, corporations, and ideologically based organizations, and yes, even universities. There's a real irony in the fact that the very institutions that brought my generation together are now the ones keeping us apart. But what I found alarming was the conspicuous absence of the idea of progress in the presentations. The conference seemed to be focused only on making things not happen. It was all about fighting pervasive surveillance, intellectual property laws, and the incestuous relationship between corporate and military interests and the media. Perhaps I missed the point of this forum. Maybe it was just a gathering to socialize a litany of complaints against powerful forces, or something darker, such as a global conspiracy. Either way, this was a reactionary response to reactionary forces. If this conference was any indication, the greater conversation has shifted from a way to move forward together to a way to move apart from each other. And that direction locks us in a static state of the present, each playing defense to the other's offense. For good or evil, large-scale innovations can create a shared sense of destiny in communities and cultures. Massive civil engineering projects, fashions like the shoes and haircut stylings of rock and roll, and impossible moon launches. Railing against the machine with no substitute for the common cause replaces the collective us with the triumphant me. While they desire different ends, the means by which they pursue them are the same for both the righteous revolutionaries and the stalwart incumbents. Where is the sense of destiny? What's the moon launch for this new generation of brilliant and capable young people? We could fix the environment we wrecked, cure the big diseases we couldn't, make education equitable and affordable in ways we didn't. While the days of epic aspirations may be best left in the past, it will take more than tiny houses, small cars, and a modicum of ambition to create what must be created now. Sometimes the best way to fight the man is simply to ignore him altogether and to move on to something better and new. Innovation is the only way forward to the future.
Jeff DeGraff is an expert on innovation from the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business and our partner on The Next Idea.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.